But I do have the Pixel C here. Got it in studio. You can see I'm running my Drive account is, you know, the All About Android spreadsheet is here. Okay, so I've got the actual Pixel C tablet, which is this one right here.
In the world's most powerful magnet.
Talk about the magnet. How do you feel about the magnet on that keyboard?
Well, let's just do a demo yeah. right here. All right. Right now.
Okay.
So the magnet is
this.
In the keyboard.
All right. So
now
just
watch this.
Just leave it there. We'll see if it can move the way it moved for you, Ron. Yeah, I don't know how to do this without covering it. Okay. I'm going to go slowly. Ah! No. Yeah, it just snaps right to it.
But it's so ridiculously strong. I thought I was going to break the tablet.
I literally cannot get it off. Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah, see? It's really hard to take off. Which is
two.
Good, I guess.
Wait, yeah, let's
it's
turn good. It like this. Ready? It's let's good. Turn it like that.
Trying to dance with the cameras. Like you almost feel like if your finger is there, it's going to get snapped.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very powerful.
Absolutely.
But it's not going to. The magnet isn't that strong that it would hurt you if you got your finger caught in there.
Yeah.
But it's strong enough. So what Google recommends is that you slide it in order to dismount it, right? You don't just pull it off. Oh, and there we go. So,
I mean, it's so powerful that this is what happens. I mean, you can literally.
Oh yeah, you don't have to worry about it falling off. I hope.
I'm literally shaking both sides, and it is not coming off.
So you made me do this, Pixel C. You made me do this.
I learned it from watching you.
Okay, so so we've got the Pixel C with its, you know, typical of the Chromebook Pixel line. Design trappings, I suppose. Just a really nice kind of metal unibody design. The tablet itself is just—it's a super sharp tablet. Very nice performance. I feel like it speeds through everything.
The benchmarks on this thing were ridiculous, and I know benchmarks is just benchmarks, but this is a Tegra X2 in it,
mm-hmm.
which is like the first. I think this is the first major product to have it to be using it, and it's ridiculously. Speedy, fast.
It's nice. Now, mind you, okay, I've only been using this since last night. I got it yesterday. Yeah. I didn't have time to open it until last night. Whew,
look at that.
I know, it just snaps right on.
Do you have
right
any
on.
Keyboard latency issues? Because I had not the physical keyboard, but the on-screen keyboard.
Oh.
Because when I used the on-screen keyboard, like, there were some latency issues, and I remember
cursing how do I get
the
on-screen keyboard
the
in there?
Sorry, Google.
Oh, there we go. Is it that? I don't know. So oh, there we go.
Yeah, it feels like I don't know. I just feel like the tablet thing is just not completely refined.
You're very anti-tablet.
I'm not anti-tablet. Because, well, I mean, I use
you're anti-crossover tablet. No, productivity.
Here's the thing. I don't like stock Android on a tablet. I think
really?
I don't think it's properly optimized. I think. That's why I've been using Samsung devices for the last 2 years as tablets.
In the tablet form.
In the tablet form, because they just they feel better optimized.
Just can't get it out.
Yeah, I know. It's like you're afraid. You're afraid
exactly.
you try and remove it. So this is the other keyboard. I ended up with both. Long story.
I haven't tried that
basically,
keyboard.
Yeah, so this also has a magnet to snap it in there. And then when you, so this is the Folio keyboard, and then there's a little magnet down at the bottom there.
Isn't that made by Logitech?
Lots of magnets.
I don't know, actually.
I believe.
There we go.
Lots of magnets.
So you can flap that open, and that'll make it lay down a little bit further. Keyboard action, I feel like it's pretty good. The problem with this style of keyboard for me is that it's just small. Like, and I don't know if it's small because of my hands require a larger keyboard, if it's small because it's narrower and you don't get the extra stuff or what it is, but I feel so cramped.
I was just going to say, wasn't the whole thing like about this keyboard that it was the actual size of a laptop keyboard, but that's the Microsoft one, wasn't it? Microsoft did that. So.
Also, sorry, I misspoke. It's a Tegra X1.
Okay.
I don't know why. I
thank you for the correction.
I keep mixing it up in my mind for some reason.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, it's still really early on for me, but...
You're clearly having a wonderful time driving the show with it.
Once we got started, feel like things were going
okay.
Well,
let's be honest. Using Google Sheets with a tablet is difficult.
And I think that's the core of the issue that I have that I feared going into the Pixel C and that I'm hoping eases up as I use it more, but I think it probably won't, which is just that I don't feel in my core that Android is a perfect productivity platform as it's designed right now.
Yes.
Not to say that it can't be, but, you know, and the common complaint is the multi-screen support is not there, right? So you're locked into a single screen all the time. And when you're jumping around from app to app, I mean, it does it differently than what you're used to if you're using, a laptop or Chrome OS or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that takes adjustment. That takes you learning how to do it within Android. I just don't feel like it's the most productive way of doing it. It seems like it slows things down as opposed to making you more productive. And that's what you want when you've got a keyboard attachment. Not having a trackpad, I get why it's not there. I still want it. If I've got a keyboard attachment, I really want that.
Because sometimes it's just easier to do that. You still have a little mouse cursor on there. You know.
So I don't know. I don't know where my complaints fall on this, but
it's early.
I think you need a little bit more time with it.
But I definitely do.
I feel like you and I will have the same opinion on it, which is that stock Android is not properly optimized for the tablet.
Yeah. No, that's kind of how I feel right now.
It needs to be drastically overdone for me to be convinced that I should be using it.
So what needs to be overdone, though? Is it just the UI?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing, is that the way I look at it, the operating system is the operating system,
yes.
Right? And then you're going to deploy it on different devices, and it's got to work. I would rather have continuity of the way it works than differences based on the devices.
That's a good point.
Well, no, it's a thing. For instance, the notifications panel, when you bring this down, it's just this little part of the screen, which is stupid. Because look, do you see where you were putting your finger? It didn't, bring it down. On the Samsung tablets, one swipe from the top brings the whole notification shade down. That's the way it should work. It shouldn't just be one little part of the screen.
Right. That's fair.
When I think of Android on tablets, the notification panel is pretty small potatoes for me. I mean, I just think it's very easy to look at what Apple have started to do on the iPad. You can watch a video and minimize it. For me, that would be a really big thing for productivity on a tablet.
Samsung was doing that first, though, just FYI. Just have to say that. Well, you mentioned iPad, so I just wanted to jump in there and say, Samsung is... I don't normally talk this positively about Samsung, but I really like what they've done with the tablet interface.
Some
and
brand
affinity. TouchWiz is still awful to look at. I'm just saying that. Sorry, it's the truth.
That's fair.
They made it work.
On the notifications tip, on my Nexus 9, I actually have it set to do not disturb permanently, and I turn off all notifications on the apps. I don't want notifications on the tablet, the way I use it, at least. Phone for notifications, that's great, but on the tablet, I actually they're an interruption and an annoyance and a nuisance, So I agree with you that I think there still's got to be a lot of work, but I think that and making the operating system work in the most optimal way for the device and for the use is important, but I don't want to see... It's a balance between this is how the operating system works and this is how it works, with fragmentation.
I think there's a way you could do it without being fragmented, though.
Okay.
There has to be. Because if Apple's doing it with the iPad, then Google's got to start doing it with an Android.
Yeah.
So
how about a little short story about potentially the history of this?
Sure.
Ron Amadio went digging. Ron Amadio, of course, of Ars Technica, frequent guest on this show, went digging around with the Pixel C. The build prop file found a number of mentions of a product named Ryu. In 2014, Ryu actually appeared in the Chrome OS open source repository described as having a light bar, USB Type-C connectors, NVIDIA Tegra system on chip, and wireless charging. Wireless charging in this case describes how the keyboard is actually charged via the tablet's battery when it's closed up. Not only that, we heard and saw bits and pieces last year that were hinting at a tablet version of Chrome OS dubbed Project Athena. Then there were commits that hinted at a 2-in-1 version of the Pixel that would dual boot between Android and Chrome. Ultimately, that was abandoned in July 2015.
Wow.
So then, if that was the case and that's tied to this device, you can kind of see the Google team being like, all right, well, we got this hardware. We're not doing the 2-in-1 thing.
Yeah.
Android, stat.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that
it makes more sense. Then you're like... Okay, the hardware, if I think of this hardware in the world of Chrome OS, which I've grown to really love, enjoy Chrome OS, and Chrome OS had a viable tablet interface, this would actually be a pretty compelling device. In the way it is right now, it wouldn't have a trackpad, and that would bum me out. But so maybe I'm, I don't know if there would be a way around that, but yeah, I could see this as being more compelling in that regard. Yeah,
totally.
As an Android tablet, I don't know. Jury's still out for me, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
But you're not going to explain that history to every person who's going to buy a Pixel C.
No, and actually, you need to read this the novella when you get
the little
when
novella
you get the,
that comes inside. Yeah. It's not an instruction manual; it's a novella.
No, but if a lot of people buy this and they're disappointed for the same reasons, that actually explains why they might be disappointed because it was never designed to do this.
So then, what the heck is the reason it exists?